So yes, works are involved, but not in the salvation process. Hey, welcome back to Bibleline. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. And in today's video, we're answering a listener-submitted question, and we're talking about the role of works in a believer's life. I think you'll really enjoy this one. Okay, here's the question. He says, blessings. Okay, I understand everything about salvation without works. I even read the book, I Never Knew You. Excellent book, by the way. I don't know who wrote that. I haven't read it myself. I can't recommend it, but he enjoyed it. But what happens after salvation? How should I live? If it is not by good works or good deeds, how can I advance my spiritual growing and maturity? This is an excellent question. And I think the answer is pretty clear. Let's put these two things aside, by the way. I just want to say, I'm excited to do this type of teaching because I think this is the type of teaching that leads to a solid believer, okay? It is always good for you to do this when you study your Bible. You put two categories out. Category number one is the salvation category, okay? Especially when we're talking about the New Testament, we're getting into doctrinal books like Galatians and Ephesians, Romans, things like that. The verses that you read, the passages that you read, you ask yourself, is this about salvation? And you put it in the salvation category if it is. Or is this about service? And you put it in the service category. Salvation is a one-time event. Let's just remind ourselves of what salvation is. It's a one-time event that happens when an individual, a sinner, puts their faith on the finished work of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. They receive the forgiveness of sins. These things happen at that moment. Immediately, they're placed into God's family. They're adopted in as a child. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 5 says this, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. That happens upon the moment of belief. We are also forensically justified before God. That's Romans chapter 3 and verses 23 through 28. And I want to take the time to read these because these are great verses. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. Therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. So not only are we born into God's family, adopted as sons, not only are we forensically declared righteous and justified, a one-time event, but we are also forgiven of all of our sins. And that's found in Acts chapter 13, verses 38 and 39. Be it known unto you, therefore, men and brethren, that through this man is preached unto you the forgiveness of sins, speaking on Jesus Christ. And by him, Jesus, all that believe, you and me and anyone else who puts their faith in Christ, are justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses. And the last thing here is we have been reconciled to God, and that's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 in verse 18. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry, the work of reconciliation. Reconciliation, just as a reminder, is to reconcile. It's removing that which was in the way. And so this is salvation, and we can put all that in the salvation column. Now, what about service, which is answering this person's question? What is the role of good works in a believer's life? Well, let's talk about service. Don't forget to like, comment, and share this video. This gets it out to more people so they can be introduced to our teaching here at Bibleline. Also, if you've already subscribed, we appreciate you. But if you haven't subscribed, make sure to hit the red subscribe button and the notification bell. So every time that we post, you get notified and you can share it with more people. Let's get back to the video. Okay, so we talked about salvation and we've gone through some verses there and how it's specifically something that happens. It's a one-time thing. Now let's talk about service, which, just a reminder of their question, how should I live? If it's not by good deeds or good works, how can I advance my spiritual growing and maturity? Well, Service is by good works. I'm going to read this directly from the answer that I put online, and we have a link in the description for you. Good works are signs of obedience and maturity in the believer's life. There are many passages in the New Testament that warn believers of their sinful behavior and consequences that follow. These warnings exist because the believer will come upon temptation in their life, which does not reflect upon their true standing in Jesus Christ. I want to look at just a couple of passages here, okay? Titus chapter 2 in verses 11 and 12. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us. Now, hold on a second. This grace of God is what is in context here. Titus is already writing to believers, and he's saying, this grace that you've received, it's teaching you something, that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. There are two action verbs here, denying and should live, okay? The reason why we deny ungodliness and worldly lusts and why we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world is because that's what grace teaches us. So yes, works are involved, but not in the salvation process. This is how we're able to reach more people. This is how we're able to obey God, and he will reward us as we obey and discipline us as we disobey. But it's important to recognize there is a role of good works in a believer's life. Absolutely. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. Everybody knows verses 8 and 9. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. What's the purpose of this, you know, this eternal life that we've been given? Go out and live a holy life and a righteous life. It has nothing to do with verifying your standing. It's not like you're checking up to see if like your driver's license is valid. No, that's not what's being talked about here. Your salvation has already been done. Now, in light of that, go and do something with it. Go and live soberly, righteously. You're a creation of Jesus Christ. Go live unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. There are opportunities that God has laid out for us to follow through with. We should walk in those opportunities. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 11 through 15. For the sake of the length of the video, I won't quote those, but go read them. That talks about the judgment seat of Christ, and it says every man's work is going to be judged. You've got two categories, wood, hay, and stubble, gold, silver, and precious stone. The wood, hay, and stubble, all the unprofitable things, which, by the way, that's what James 2 is talking about. Unprofitable faith, a dead faith, doesn't mean it's not faith at all. It means that it has no value. So you've got unprofitable works, wood, hay, and stubble. Then you have profitable works, gold, silver, and precious stone. Those are all going to be tried by fire. Whatever is left, you get a reward for. Whatever has been burned up, that's exactly what it is, burned up. It's taken away. Romans chapter 12 and verses 1 and 2. Many of you probably know this, but you haven't been refreshed of it in a while. It says here, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. He's talking to brethren here. He's talking to believers. He's begging off of the mercy of God. What's the mercy of God? That we have eternal life, that we have salvation. So what is the end result here that he wants us to consider? That ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. These are all actions. Service, presenting your body a living sacrifice, those things are not going to come naturally to the believer. You have a sin nature that you're going to fight against. You have a new nature in which you can do these things, but you have to learn how to do these things through the grace of God that has been given to you, through education of the Bible, you know, reading and studying. Verse 2 of Romans 12 says this, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So to wrap this up in a nice little bow, the Christian life is the believer walking in their new nature, and walking is a work. I know there's a little community here on YouTube. They're small, but they're mighty, and they're believers. They're our brothers and sisters in Christ. But they do not believe that there is any work to be done by the Christian in order to receive rewards. That's an unbiblical position. They can be wrong on that. That it's on there. They have to answer for that. But as far as what the Bible says, The Christian life is maintaining good works. Okay? It's a good work to soul win, and it is a work to do so. It's a good work to pray. Those things should not be written off because we just have some spacey, gracey idea of the Christian life. Salvation is completed upon the moment of belief, but the believer walking in their new nature, which is made known unto others by maintaining good works, is the Christian life. And I pray that answers your question. We've made a video about this before, but I wanted to do it again because, you know, there is some different things that we focused on. But I think it's so important to recognize that salvation is no works and service is works. And these two don't mix. They build upon one another. We can serve because we're saved. We don't serve to make sure that we're saved. I hope that answers your question. Until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon.
If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.